Have you downloaded the free coloring sheet for this lesson? Click the link in our show notes to print and color along as you listen. And join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes to receive a full lesson and activity guide and a bonus video of content every single week so you can dive deeper into every lesson. Explore God's wild and wonderful world in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Do you enjoy playing on a sunny day? The sun lights up the world around us and keeps us warm. But what other important jobs did God design the sun to do? Today is our final lesson in the Setting the Stage series, where we are diving deep into Genesis 1 and discovering how God set the stage for life, creating everything just right to care for creatures and for us, his children. So far this month, we have seen how God set the stage for life by creating light with colors, water in the air, on the ground and under the ground, and plants to clean the air around us and to feed creatures and people. Today, we are heading up into outer space to check out a very special star that God designed to make life on Earth possible. Here's our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn what is the sun and how does it rise? How hot is the sun? How does the sun hold our solar system together? And how does the sun help us spend our time well? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who help make this lesson possible, including Masterbooks. I had so much fun researching for this lesson using the God's Design for Heaven and Earth book by Masterbooks. This amazing and engaging book is written for grades 3 to 8, but I also love reading it myself. That's because it's written in a way that is easy to understand and highlights God's creative acts in nature. This book helped me see so much deeper than just facts and into the awe and wonder of what God has made. This is exactly what books and curriculum from Masterbooks do, because they are devoted to helping families grow in faith, wonder, and wisdom. I first discovered books by Masterbooks when we were exploring the bookstore at the Creation Museum, and I'm so grateful for how their books have brought more purpose to our book collection. Discover Masterbooks' Christ-centered books and curriculum at masterbooks.com or at the link in our show notes. Did you know that God used math to make nature? I love spotting God's handiwork in creation. Patterns in pine cones, symmetry in snowflakes, and the way flower petals follow amazing number patterns. But helping my kids with math facts? That feels overwhelming. CTC Math has been an answer to prayer for our family. Their short video lessons and practice problems give my kids exactly what they need at their own pace from kindergarten all the way through high school. As my kids grow in math skills and confidence, they are better able to see and understand the order that God built into his created world. CTC Math offers a free trial and a 12-month money-back guarantee, no questions asked, so you can try it completely risk-free at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. Which planet in our solar system is the farthest away from the sun? A. Neptune, B. Mercury, C. Mars, or D. Saturn? Again, which planet in our solar system is farthest away from the sun? A. Neptune, B. Mercury, C. Mars, or D. Saturn? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, After this lesson, make sure to click over to the bonus video. We will discover how God set Earth on a tilt to create seasons. Find that bonus video in your Nat Theo Club dashboard or at the link in our show notes. Listeners, you can dive in deeper to all of the Nat Theo lessons when you join the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes and gain instant access to all of our lesson and activity guides. Here's a recent review from one of our listeners. This is one of my favorite podcasts, and I am 10. I like how it talks about nature and God. Thank you so much for your encouraging review. Listeners, please take a moment to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You might even hear your review read on one of our episodes. All right, let's hit the trail.
And God said, "Let there be lights in the vaults of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Genesis 1:14-19.
We all enjoy the sun every day. But what exactly is it? Is the sun a planet? Nope. The sun is a star. The sun is one of millions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. It is the closest star to us and is the center of our solar system. Earth, along with seven other planets and their moons, orbit or move in a circle path around the sun. Have you ever seen a beautiful sunrise? Watching the sun rise and set is one of my favorite things to do, which is wonderful because we can enjoy it every day. But what is actually happening as the sun rises? When the sun rises higher into the sky, giving light to Earth, it's less about the sun moving and more about us on Earth moving. Planet Earth is always spinning. When you see the sun rise, it's because where you are on Earth is turning into the sun's light. As Earth keeps on spinning, your position on Earth spins more into the sunlight, which to you feels like the day is getting brighter. Eventually, as the Earth continues spinning, it begins spinning out of the direct sunlight. What time of day do you think that is? It is the late afternoon or evening. When the sun sets, it means that your position on Earth is spinning out of the sun's light, and it will soon be dark, because where you are on Earth will soon be facing away from the sun, and the sun's light will no longer reach where you are. So, the sun is a star that gives us warmth, light, and energy. During the daytime, we are in the sun's light. But what is the sun made out of? It is made from gases, mostly hydrogen and helium. Inside the center of the sun, called the sun's core, a big reaction is always happening. Gas called hydrogen is being turned into a different type of gas called helium. This reaction creates a whole lot of energy. You see, the sun is a big ball of heat and gases. But how hot is the sun exactly? On a chilly day, it's wonderful to feel the sun's warmth on our skin. And this is possible because God placed Earth the perfect distance from the sun. The sun is around 93 million miles, or around 150 million kilometers away from us. And that is good news because the sun is incredibly hot. The surface of the sun is around 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or over 6,000 degrees Celsius. How hot is that? Do you know how hot water has to be to boil? Water turns to a bubbly boil when it gets up to 212 degrees Fahrenheit. 212. Compared to the surface of the sun, which is 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That is almost too hot to imagine. But we are not done yet, because the surface of the sun is not the hottest part of the sun. Just like the Earth, the sun has an atmosphere. The outermost layer of the sun's atmosphere is called the corona. The corona extends for millions of miles out from the sun, and it is far hotter than the sun's surface. Do you remember how hot the sun's surface is? Around 11,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 6,000 degrees Celsius. So, how hot do you think the sun's corona is? Can you take a guess? The sun's corona is around 3.6 million degrees Fahrenheit, or around 2 million degrees Celsius. NASA has even observed the sun creating super hot flares, estimated at up to 72 million degrees Fahrenheit. Wow. That was a lot of numbers. Let's bring it back down to Earth. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Boiling water is very, very dangerous for us to touch. The sun's corona is normally around 3.6 million degrees and can reach 72 million degrees. It is a good thing that God did not place the Earth closer to the burning hot sun. And of course, that was on purpose. Mercury is another planet in our solar system, and it is closer to the sun than we are. It is the closest planet to the sun in our solar system, and it is baked by the sun. No life can live there. It is far, far too hot. When God set the stage for life on Earth, He created the sun to keep us, creatures, and plants alive, and placed us the perfect distance from the sun to do that. But how does the sun support life on Earth? Of course, it keeps us warm and provides light for us to see. But how else does the sun help us? If you listened to last week's episode, you might remember that plants use energy from the sun to create their own food and to grow. And of course, creatures and us humans need plants to live. But what else does the sun help with? Listen to this. The sun holds our planet, and in fact, our entire solar system, in place. Do you remember where the sun is located? It's in outer space, of course, and inside the Milky Way galaxy. But where is it inside of our solar system? It is at the center. All the planets and their moons orbit or move around the sun like one magnificent cosmic dance. This happens because the sun is by far the biggest thing in our solar system. It has about 99.8% of the mass in our solar system. But what is mass? Mass is the amount of matter, or stuff, in an object. Mass is not really about size, but about how much stuff is in something. Think about a bowling ball and a basketball. Both of them are around the same size, but which one weighs more? If you said bowling ball, you are correct. A bowling ball and basketball are around the same size, but the bowling ball has much more mass. The sun has almost all of the mass in our solar system. Think about that. Consider Earth, our planet. It seems like there is a lot of stuff on Earth, right? And that Earth would probably be pretty heavy. I mean, when I'm hiking in the mountains, I regularly come across massive, heavy boulder rocks that I cannot lift. And one boulder is just one of hundreds of thousands around. Think about massive redwood trees standing 200 feet tall, or an elephant weighing around 8,000 pounds or 3.5 tons. Imagine the sun as a big, heavy ball in the middle of a playground, and all the planets are smaller balls surrounding it. The sun is so massive that it has a very strong, invisible pull called gravity. That gravity pull keeps the planets from flying off into space. Instead of yanking them straight in toward the sun, gravity bends their paths so that they go around the sun in big loops. We call those loops orbits. It's like if you were swinging a ball on a string, and the string keeps the ball going around in a circle. In space, there is no string, but the sun's gravity does the same job. That's why Earth, the moon, and the other planets and their moons keep moving in their paths year after year. Think about the sun's gravity holding all the planets in our solar system, including Earth, on their paths instead of flying off into space, crashing into each other, losing their moons, or getting too close to the sun and burning up. God created and placed planet Earth the perfect distance from the sun and designed the sun's gravity to keep us in that safe position. Earth is in what we call the sun's habitable zone. The word habitable means a place is suitable or good to live in. Being in the sun's habitable zone means we can have liquid water on Earth, which everything alive needs. The habitable zone is sometimes called the Goldilocks zone. If you have ever heard the fairy tale of Goldilocks, you might remember that she rejected a bowl of porridge that was too cold and one that was too hot. But then she found one at the perfect temperature and said that it was just right. The sun's habitable zone, or Goldilocks zone, is just right for life on Earth. It is how God set the stage for life. Because God designed the sun to keep Earth at just the right distance away, we can be warm without burning up and have just the right amount of sunlight. We can have liquid water and seasons. Think about God designing the sun to hold all the planets and their moons in orbit and on course. Now, listen to Colossians 1:16-17 about the true sun, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. For in him, Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Think about that. Jesus created everything visible and invisible, even the things that we can't see, like the pull of gravity that keeps planets in place. And behind all of those amazing designs, it is he who holds all things together. The next time you find yourself glad that our planet is not flinging off into outer space or on a collision course with the sun, think about the one true Son of God, Jesus, who with God created the sun and who holds everything together in the universe, including our lives. Can you remember some of the ways that the sun helps us? It gives us warmth, light, energy for plants, and holds Earth and the solar system in place. Another job God designed the sun to do was to guide and keep time. Remember our passage from Genesis 1, verse 4. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years." Time is very important. It helps us to organize our days and spend our lives well. God's design of time brings order and peace. Psalm 90:12 says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Think about if we did not have daytime or nighttime. We would have no way of knowing what time it was, no way of organizing how we spend our lives. The psalmist tells us to number our days. Of course, only God knows the exact number of our days. Psalm 139:16 says, "You saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old." Before we are born, God knows the number of days that we will live on earth. We do not know that number. But as we read in Psalm 90:12, we should still number those days. What do you think that means? It means to live knowing that our time on earth is limited, which means that we should make the most of that time. Like Psalm 90:12 said, to live wisely. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, "So be careful how you live. Do not live like those who are not wise, but live wisely. Use every chance you have for doing good, because these are evil times." Listener, every sunrise is a gift. It's another day that we get to live in God's wild and wonderful world. And He wants us to use that gift of time to bless others, to live wisely and make the most of the time by growing in God and pointing others to Him. So as we watch a beautiful sunrise or feel the sun's warmth on our skin, may we be reminded what a wonderful gift time is, and may we ask God to help us to spend our time wisely. As you watch a beautiful sunrise or sunset, think about these words from Psalm 65:8. "The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy." It's time to answer a question from one of our listeners. This listener question is made possible by the Compelled podcast. "When I was a child, I loved listening to missionary stories. Every time I heard of God doing a miracle to help His children escape danger, heal from sickness, and share His love, I was reminded that God is at work in our world. That's why I love listening to the Compelled podcast. Compelled shares modern stories from today of how God is miraculously at work around the world. Some of these stories are hard, but they showcase God's love, wisdom, and power. So parents, preview episodes and decide which are best to listen to with your kids. Compelled uses gripping storytelling, music, and sound effects to share interview stories from those who are compelled to share what God has done in their lives. Tune in at compelledpodcast.com or at the link in our show notes. Here is today's question.
Hi, my name is Foster. I live in Georgia. I'm 6 years old, and I want to know, why did God create stink bugs and what's their purpose?
Thanks for your great question, Foster. It can be difficult to understand why stink bugs exist. But when God created the world, everything was good and perfect. However, because of sin's curse, some creatures are now considered pests, like stink bugs. But God created everything with purpose and intention. And even now, stink bugs play an important role in the food chain. Some stink bug species eat harmful pests, like some species of caterpillars and beetles that feast on and destroy crops that people and animals need. Stink bugs are also an important food source for some other creatures, including spiders, crickets, and mantises. So God created every creature to serve a special purpose. And even in a fallen world, we can see purpose in creatures that we might consider pests. Thanks for your great question, Foster. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, remember to click over to the bonus video and discover how God set Earth on a tilt to create seasons. You can find that bonus video at the link in our show notes or your Nat Theo Club dashboard. It's time to answer our trivia question. Which planet in our solar system is the farthest away from the sun? A, Neptune, B, Mercury, C, Mars, or D, Saturn? The answer is A, Neptune. Neptune is over 2.7 billion miles from the sun. That's about 30 times farther from the sun than the Earth is. And Neptune is extremely cold. Now it's your turn to explore. Enjoy a sunrise or sunset this week. As you enjoy the brilliant colors, think about all the ways that God set the stage for life by creating the sun at the center of our solar system. Listeners, I have had a blast this month diving into Genesis 1 with you and discovering how God set the stage for life. Always remember this. As God said, "Let there be," and designed light with colors, water in the air, on the surface of the ground and under the ground, plants to grow using the sun's energy, and the sun to hold everything in place, God was thinking about you. He was considering everything that you would need to live and live well. So let's live well for God's glory. I hope you enjoyed this lesson on the sun. If you did, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all